Do sit down. Well, in recent days, the Independent newspaper has spoken of the mysterious new mural in Hull, which has, quote, drawn praise from Banksy's legions of fans. BBC Sport reported in January that the Aberdeen football manager has told Hull City that young defender Scott McKenna is not for sale because the manager is full of praise for the 21-year-old who recently scored a wonder goal. And the Hull Daily Mail ran a headline, Rugby League full of praise for innovative Hull FC because of their current tour of Australia. Well, we often use the word, and we've done so this morning many times in our songs and hymns. But what do we mean when we praise something or someone? Well, it's clear that it means that we speak highly of it or them. We show respect and we celebrate. Now, the Bible is full of examples of where God is praised, not least in the Psalms. Those poems and hymns of the Old Testament people of God, which have been used for 3,000 years by believers. We read earlier from Psalm 145. Now, this psalm could be called an alphabet of praise because it is a so-called acrostic, with each verse beginning with the successive letters of the Hebrew character set. Psalm 145, which you can find on page 630 of the Church Bibles, is also the last psalm recorded as being by King David. And he begins it, verse 1, I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name for ever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name for ever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Well, David speaks of praising God continually and forever because he is so great. But what is it about God that is so great that David speaks so highly of him, shows him such respect and celebrates him? Well, there seem to be two key reasons. And the first is that we praise God because of his greatness as our provider. David sings out in verse 13, the Lord is faithful in all his words and kind in all his works. God is dependable and consistent. And this is seen in many ways, including some of the things that he outlines in verses 13 and following. He helps the vulnerable, verse 14. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. God supports those in need and gives them encouragement and a renewed sense of confidence. He gives food to his creatures, verse 15. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due season. In a complex world, it is ultimately God who gives his creatures what they need. He answers prayers, verse 18. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. God is close to his people, and he hears their prayers as they recognize who he truly is and cry out to him. And what's more, he protects his people. Verse 20. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. God watches over his people and one day will prove that he is true as he brings judgment on the world. So rather like in the Lord's Prayer that many of us were thinking about last week, God, in the world that he has made and sustains, gives us our daily bread. He is to be thanked and praised that in his greatness he provides. But also we praise God because of his greatness as rescuer. Now many of the words used in the psalm point us to what God has done and does to save his people. Verse 4. One generation shall commend your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts, on the glorious splendor of your majesty, and on your wondrous works I will meditate. They shall speak of the might of your awesome deeds, and I will declare your greatness. You see, David looks back to when God's people were in great need and he helped them. In many ways recorded in the Old Testament, God overruled to get his people out of a fix and to support them. Now this was seen supremely hundreds of years before David, when the people were slaves in Egypt and God took the initiative to rescue them. He brought judgment on Pharaoh and delivered the people by parting the Red Sea and bringing them to freedom ultimately in their own land. These were some of God's mighty acts, his wondrous works and awesome deeds. Now God's saving initiative is all rooted in his character. Verse 8, the Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. You see, his people don't deserve his rescue, and yet he offers it anyway because he is gracious and merciful, forgiving and loving, despite human beings' weakness and sin. Now, King David praises God for his mighty acts of salvation and recognizes how they are at the heart of who God is. And yet he could not have appreciated fully how God's awesome deeds would be seen 1,000 years later in the one that he merely foreshadowed. The even greater Messiah King who was to come. The one who knew these words in Psalm 145 and used them himself in prayer and praise. The one who completes them and fulfills them in his life, death for sins, and resurrection, which brings escape from judgment and offers eternal life. So like the disciples in our reading from Luke, we hear Jesus praise God for his purposes that are centered on him and say, Luke 10:23, blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings wanted to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. So as we come to praise God, we have even more reason to praise him than great King David. God's greatness as rescuer has been seen in his saving works in King Jesus, and those who believe in him are the undeserving but greatly blessed recipients. Well, it's true, isn't it, as we thought at the start, of how we praise many things in life, speaking highly of them, showing them respect and celebrating them. But ultimately, we praise God, and we praise him as our provider and our rescuer. We praise God that he shows his unique greatness in creation, giving us what we need for life, and in redemption, giving us what we need in Jesus to be restored to him and to enjoy eternal life. So we can join David in his final words of his final psalm in verse 21. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Let's pray. And just be quiet for a moment as we think of God's greatness as provider and rescuer and give him thanks. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are worthy of our praise because of what you have done in this world and because of who you are. We pray that you would fill our hearts with praise, that we would rejoice in you always. And we ask for Jesus' sake.